Hello students, welcome to the Odisha State Open University platform. Today, in this episode, we are going to discuss about nature of management. So, what is nature of management? You must be aware of what is management by this time. Now, about the nature of management, what it talks about? Nature of management, it is a purposeful, goal-oriented activities. So, what is purposeful? In management, all the managers, they have a purpose. The purpose is derived from organizational objective, organizational mission and vision. So, to achieve that purpose, human beings, technology, finance, all have come together to achieve the purpose or objective. Sometimes you will find the goals could be visionary goals, mission goals, could be strategic goals, could be objectives and goals. So basically, the nature of management is to achieve certain goals. Next point we will be discussing about universally applicable. Whether the organization is small or big, whether it is a voluntary, not a profit-making organization, or a professional, profit-making organization, whether it is a transnational organization, whether it is a local organization, or a regional organization, all type of organization require management. Now, you will be wondering why all type of organization require management. If you go deeper, you will find out that every organization needs to achieve or fulfill certain objectives. Now, these objectives has to achieve, we need man and machines, certain rules and regulations, certain directions, certain financial capital. So, all these things, when you are bringing to an organization, definitely division of work has to be there, and here management plays a role. So it is all pervasive in the sense it is applicable to all type of organizations, whether it is government, whether it is private, whether it is market-based organization, whether it is social organizations, even in family. To manage the family, we need management. So now we will go to another important aspect. That management is not static, it is dynamic. What is dynamic means? The set of rules, the set of regulation, the set of people, the set of technology, everything is changing in this world. You are changing, your attitude is changing, your habits are changing, your dressing sense is changing. So when everything is changing, how can management be a static one? It is a dynamic one. It has to follow the new innovations in the management field, in the scientific field, in the technological field, and above all, the total organization mission and vision. That is also changing. As per the requirement of the society, the mission of the organization changes. If the organization keeps the mission same over a long period of time, and that mission is fulfilled in the society and the society doesn't require that kind of services, then the organization will extinct. And no organization is having aim to become extinct. That's why organization is changing, its mission is changing, and management is also changing. Next, we will discuss about integrative forces, group formation, team development in management. Management integrates many people together. If you go to any organization, you will find different types of officials, different types of employees are there. The role of manager is to unite them, is to bring them together, is to coordinate their activities so that the objectives can be fulfilled. Now, group has to be there. Again, group nowadays, we are focusing on team building. In team, the synergy will be there, the togetherness will be there, and people will be having complementary skill set to achieve the goal. More detailed discussion will be in another episode where group will be discussed. Now, another important nature of management is it is a social process. As you know, we are having groups or peoples in organization. It has to be a social process. In a social process, we have to maintain the social setting, we have to maintain the social institutions, we have to maintain the tradition, culture, all those things, or we should take into account all these aspects. And one of the biggest challenges is diversity management. Now, borders, national borders are no more closed. With globalization, the borders are opening. People are moving from one country to other country in search of employment or in search of livelihood. In a diversified workforce, we need to manage them. So we need to train them how to behave in different cultural, in different culture, different practices are there. Even the sign languages, the expressions, the body language you are using are having different meaning. That needs to be managed. So this is another aspect or nature of management, that it is a social process. We'll discuss that it is multidisciplinary. As you know, management is a new science. It has borrowed many concepts, many theories, many jargons from other social sciences as well as from sciences. Now, management borrowed many things from economics, particularly with regard to resource management. And it has borrowed concepts from psychology with regard to how to manage individual behavior, how to make them learn new habits, how to study their personality, and what kind of activities a person is good at. To assign such kind of activities, we need psychological knowledge. Again, we have borrowed power and exercising control from political science. We have borrowed from political science how to exercise power, how to control group, how to exercise authority, how to frame rules and regulation, how to frame policies. Similarly, from sociology, we have borrowed concepts like group behavior, how to manage group, and from anthropology, we have brought how to discuss about the culture, how to give emphasis to the culture and value system of people, and overall from philosophy about the ethical parts. So management is a multidisciplinary subject. That's why it is more complex, because it has borrowed concepts, theories from different social sciences. And yes, I forgot to tell about the natural sciences, mainly genetics and other sciences. It has borrowed, for example, system theory, developed in science and now widely followed in social sciences, so as in management. Now, it is a multidisciplinary. Next, we'll be discussing another nature of management, that is, it is a continuous process. Today, you have managed the things, doesn't mean it will go ahead without further intervention from your side. Similarly, in the organization, management is a continuous process. Today you have managed something, tomorrow something else will crop up. You need to manage that also. So it is a continuous process. And that's why managers, they don't have rest. They have to carry out the activities to fulfill the organizational objectives. And in the process, it is a continuous process of activities. Next, we will be discussing about that management is intangible. You cannot touch it, you cannot feel it, you can only sense it. I mean, outside output or outcome, when the output is achieved, you will say that yes, management has done a work. So in that sense, it is intangible, it's not tangible. Another important nature of management is that it's a neither an art nor a science, or it is both art and science. It's not a pure art or pure science.